Macular research success. People at risk of developing age-related macular degeneration based on their genes have been identified by researchers at Manchester University. This groundbreaking work to understand the early stages has been funded by the Macular Society and used healthy human eye tissue donated post-mortem to the Manchester Eye Tissue Repository. Professor Richard said, "What is really exciting about this work is that we are studying tissue from people before they have the signs of the disease. This gives us a look into the very earliest stages and gives us hope that we can intervene to stop the disease developing and ultimately prevent loss of vision." Scientists have long known that people with certain genes on chromosomes 1 and 10 have a higher risk of developing macula, although lifestyle factors also play a role. The Manchester team identified higher numbers of mast cells in the eyes of people when either of the risk genes were present. Mast cells exist in most tissues and are one of the immune system's first defences against infection. They release enzymes which can damage structures underneath the retina that in time may lead to damage to the macula itself.